Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In this morning's program, Agriculture Ministry organizing beekeeping workshops to increase beehives and apiaries. Stay tuned to find out more. And as usual, our proverb of the day is also part of the package. I'm Vaughn Davis. Good morning.
If your child has chikungunya fever, give them paracetamol such as Panadol, Cetamol and Tylenol and lots of fluids to reduce fever. Use a cool damp cloth on their forehead and give them sponge baths using room temperature water. Never use alcohol. A message from the Ministry of Health.
If you're interested in beekeeping, the Apiculture Unit of the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has organized a series of beekeeping training workshops at the Bodles Research Station in Old Harbour, St. Catherine, with you in mind. Senior Plant Protection Officer in the Apiculture Unit, Hugh Smith, explains the idea behind the training program.
The training program is aimed at getting some of the new persons in beekeeping. We want to increase the national production. We also think that having new persons into the industry would assist in the process. And these persons would not necessarily have to be beekeepers. They could also be persons who are involved in the value chain part of the industry. That in itself would increase the use of some of the local products, increase the value for these products, and increase the market share.
By participating in these workshops, interested persons will get basic information on beekeeping, including costing and marketing, as they seek to implement their own beekeeping operation.
These workshops are continuous workshops, and we speak of in four modules. The first module was already completed in September. However, our participants can join at any module. They are so structured that you can join at module 2, and even at the end, you can start back in January in module 1.
Mr. Smith says the first workshops in September were a success.
The participants have been really interested in the workshops. We have had a great conversion into beekeeping. These participants are usually taken through other training sessions after this program, where when they become a beekeeper, they are exposed to field demonstrations. They are exposed to regular farm visits. They are also exposed to programs that are planned by the Bee Farmers Association, because each parish has programs in place that also enhance the productivity of their operation.
Senior Plant Protection Officer in the Apiculture Unit, Hugh Smith. Join us again Monday to find out how you can be a part of the beekeeping workshops.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track Team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
And now our proverb of the day. No build bush for monkey run race. Translation, don't clear the bushes for monkeys to run races. And this means you are not to waste your time engaging in useless work.
Me wish me could get a day for go do my personal business, you know. It would have better than fear run from work for go catch another business place before it close. Sometimes I feel like me live a work.
Say so you know hear about the flexi work.
Flexi work?
Yeah man, flexi work arrangements are going to allow workers and employers to arrange a traditional 40-hour week to suit them needs.
Flexi work will allow wider service to customers due to varied opening hours and more business days, more time for family and personal interests, and increased productivity and cost effectiveness within companies. Support flexi work, balance life with flexi time. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
We've come to the end of this morning's program. Join us again next time. With studio engineer Joel Samuels and for producer Leanne Schaefer, I'm Vaughn Davis. Have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.